I'm Celine McKay, and you're listening to the Pure Green Podcast, episode 26. Welcome to this week's episode of the PGM Podcast. I've got a packed episode for you today. I like learning. It's who I am, and it's a big part of what drove me to create Pure Green. This podcast is just another opportunity for me to learn from my guests, and I love that. Today's guest is no exception. I've got Matt Getty, president of Skinny Coconut, on today, and we're talking about coconut oil.
Saturated fats are good, unsaturated fats are bad. And as a society, we've been taught the opposite, which has been really sad. And so that's kind of one of the reasons we got into this too, is, hey, you know what? Feeding people saturated fat can really change their life around. It's good for your cells, it's good for your metabolism, it's good for your brain clarity. And so we can just get you to eat a jar of coconut oil. I mean, you'll really start feeling better, which is pretty cool.
You know, when something catches on, especially something really powerful and healthy for you like coconut oil, I sometimes question whether or not it's sustainable long term. I find that health food in particular is looked at for its health merits, which can sometimes lead to ignoring any environmental concerns. I personally use coconut oil for everything, in my cooking, on my body, as a supplement. And the other day, I was looking at the jar in my cupboard and I wondered if I could totally trust the label. I had an inkling that there might be more to the story, as there often is, and it turns out I was right. Serendipitously, I discovered Skinny Coconut right around that time, and I'm so pleased to have co-founder and president of the company, Matt Getty, on today. In the episode, we talk about the misconceptions surrounding healthy fats and why coconut oil is so great. But not all coconut oil is created equal, and there's a lot about the processing of coconut oil that actually ruins many of its health benefits. Find out what those are and what makes Skinny revolutionary inside today's interview. But just before we jump in, I just want to say that if you want to try Skinny for yourself, and I'm pretty sure you will after listening to this, the folks at Skinny Coconut were super generous in offering a discount code for our listeners. Use the code PUREGREEN, all one word, at checkout for 15% off your order. Check the show notes for links. All right, let's get to it. Here's Matt.
The reason that I wanted to have you on, I've actually been wanting to talk about coconut oil for a while, and I was really thrilled actually to discover you. Someone sent me a link a couple of weeks ago, and I wrote you guys right away because I loved what you were doing and I loved the sound of everything. But the thing with coconut oil is, you know, I use it all the time. I use it on my body, I use it to cook, and I use it as a supplement. It features a lot. And, you know, part of living a sustainable life is that sometimes I look at something and I realize that there are some questions that I have about these products that I don't know. And I've noticed that every time, not every time, but often when something becomes, I don't want to say fad, but when something becomes popular, like coconut oil or like almonds or like something like that, you know, sometimes it can get into a situation where it's not as good as it once was. And I was really curious about coconut oil and whether or not, you know, that applied in that case and some of the questions that I had. But I think I want to get into all of that a little bit later, but I think probably what makes sense to start with is coconut as a fat. So we hear a lot in our society about good fat versus bad fat. So I wondered if you could sort of speak to what distinguishes a healthy fat from a bad fat.
Yeah, absolutely. So coconut oil is a saturated fat. For the past 50 years or so, we've been told that saturated fats are bad for you. Unsaturated fats are the way to go. Saturated fats are bad. They cause heart disease and everything. And in reality, it was kind of a big smear campaign for oils of like with the oils of like rapeseed, which is canola oil, corn oil, vegetable oil, which are all unsaturated fat, basically kind of smearing tropical oils such as olive oil and coconut oil, which are the saturated fats. And so it was kind of more of a political campaign against the tropical saturated oil for the bottom line of profit. Whereas in reality, as tests are coming out, saturated fat is actually kind of what our body thrives on. Our cells are actually made up of saturated fats. And so if you eat saturated fats, it actually helps feed your cells. Whereas an unsaturated fat doesn't feed your cells. The unsaturated fats are actually what can lead to the health issues that everyone said saturated fats were. And so they kind of, big business basically kind of flipped it around on us, said saturated fats were bad, unsaturated fats were good. Well, that's just not true at all. And that's kind of why I think coconut oil is really taking off, is the fact that when you consume it, no matter the quality, which we'll get into later, as you're saying, you still feel a difference. And that's because you're giving your body something that it recognizes and that it's natural. And that's actually, it's made up of. And so that's kind of, the short difference between saturated and unsaturated fats. Saturated fats are good, unsaturated fats are bad. And as a society, we've been taught the opposite, which has been really sad. And so that's kind of one of the reasons we got into this too, is, hey, you know what? Feeding people saturated fat can really change their life around. It's good for your cells, it's good for your metabolism, it's good for your brain clarity. And so we can just get you to eat a jar of coconut oil. I mean, you'll really start feeling better, which is pretty cool. And nothing to do with us, it's just to do with the amazing product.
Yeah, definitely. So what are some of you talked about briefly, but the primary benefit that you would talk about with coconut oil, if you could choose just a couple, what would they be? Is it even possible?
I think typically coconut oil, people think to cook with it, because that's have a very high heat point. It doesn't break down. It does not become carcinogenic like most oils do. But with Skinny and our coconut oil, what we really recommend is internal usage, kind of like a supplement. When you're eating internally, when you're getting those saturated fats into your body, one, due to its short chain MCT and medium chain fatty acid and the short chain fatty acid composition, it metabolizes into your liver, and that's where people see the metabolism boost. So that's why people are eating saturated fats and losing weight. That's why it's kind of an oxymoron. Like, that's why one of the reasons we call it Skinny coconut oil was this product can actually help you lose weight just because of its chemical composition. And even though it's kind of like the whole skinny fat thing, you don't think of eating a fat to make you skinny, but it does just because of metabolizing your liver. And also a lot of people are eating coconut oil for brain clarity, just because when it metabolizes into your liver, it starts the process of ketosis, which is technical, but basically what that does is it's sending messages to your brain saying, hey, we're happy, we're healthy, and it's feeding those brain cells, which are made of saturated fats. You're just kind of feeding it what it's already made of and making it stronger, I guess, in layman's terms. It's rehydrating the brain, typically.
Wow. It's funny because as I was researching for this interview, I actually just came across that information last night.
Oh, really?
And I was, yeah, it's something that I didn't know. I knew a lot about the fats and about the ways that it interacts in your body. And, I had an idea about the difference, but that was something that was new to me. And I was really thrilled to discover that. So if someone wanted to latch on to that benefit, how do they use the coconut oil? Like, is there something specific that you have to do, or is just eating it as part of your diet enough? So what does that look like?
So for our usage with our skinny coconut oil, we recommend eating 1 to 3 tablespoons a day. And we recommend consuming it in kind of its raw form. So whether that's eating it off the spoon, putting it on some toast, putting in your smoothie, your shake, putting in coffee, hot tea, anything just to get inside your body. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy. There's no really secret behind it. It's basically just consuming it. And a lot of people are like, oh, it's oil, the consistency. If you're a texture person, you're not going to want to eat a spoonful of coconut oil. So that's why you can put it in your coffee, you can put it in your tea. Those are kind of the ways we recommend just getting it inside your body, and you'll start seeing the benefits. And we recommend 1 to 3 tablespoons. Typically start with one, work your way up to three. For people who actually have dementia and Alzheimer's, people are giving them like 8 tablespoons a day, and they're actually clinically seeing benefits. And so there's a lot of new research behind coconut right now, which is really cool to be a part of. So we're seeing new studies coming out and really verifying what we've been saying now for the past couple of years. So that's been really neat. First and foremost, just start eating, eat it off the spoonful, and you'll start seeing the benefits.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about the studies, actually. Have you found that has made a difference in sort of the visibility around coconut oil? Is that something that's fairly recent, or has that kind of been happening slowly over the past several years?
For U.S.-based studies, it's been happening very recently. There's a lot of studies based out of Southeast Asia and universities there. because they've been using coconut oil for a long, long time. But a lot of times, I think within the North American market, we don't validify something unless we see it from one of our local universities. And so now that there's those universities producing these results, I think the University of Florida, or maybe it was Florida State, did a big study. And that's really something we can point to. That's an accredited university saying, hey, you know what? Look at what they're seeing. Look at what's happening. This isn't just some university over Southeast Asia. Now there's anything wrong with that. But typically we believe something that's more close to home. And so that's really helped. That's really coming out basically in the past year, year and a half. And we're hoping that more universities are jumping into studies over the next 2 to 5 years.
Oh, that's so great. I'm so happy to hear that. Another benefit, one of the things that I was reading about is actually related to the cholesterol and the role of that it has in producing bile in your liver. And, you know, you think about bile with your digestion, but I wasn't aware of the total implications of bile and the role that it has in detoxing your intestines, too. I mean, it seems like the benefits are almost too good to be true, because they just go on and on and on, which is great. I love hearing about all of that. And when you mentioned putting coconut oil in your coffee and heating it up and different things like that, like, I know that coconut has a high flash point, and so it's good to cook with, but there's a lot of emphasis on raw coconut oil. And so why is it that there's that emphasis on the raw in the actual product, but then it's okay to cook it or heat it up before you're eating it? Like, are there no changes after? It's just something I'm curious about.
Absolutely. That's a great question. And so just we'll rewind a second. So skinny coconut oil, we're actually the only certified raw alkaline coconut oil on the market. It's due to our patented process. And so we're actually the only coconut oil that's made under 100 degrees. And so there's kind of two points. One, you want to eat, cooking with coconut oil is great because it's high flash point. When you do heat it up, though, you do break down the live enzymes, you break down some of the bonds, but it's still healthy for you because it's not carcinogenic. And so it's not going to harm your body. And so, that's beneficial for the cooking aspect. But keeping something in its raw form, kind of like a raw piece of broccoli versus a cooked piece of broccoli, that raw piece of broccoli is going to have those live enzymes, it's going to have the benefit from nature. And that's exactly what a raw coconut oil does, and that's why we're so unique over at Skinny, is because we actually have that raw coconut oil. We're actually the only one in the world so far with our unique patented machine, which one of our partners developed for basically 12 years. So that's kind of why we're unique. It's kind of just a simple, you want something raw because the raw is going to have live enzymes, it's going to have everything intact, and so your body's going to absorb that raw food a whole lot better. That's why everyone's so crazy about the paleo diet, I think, is just because you're eating raw vegetables, fruits, nuts, and things like that, and that your body absorbs something that's just more natural at a much higher ratio, and the more nutrients your body can absorb, the better your body's going to feel. And so that's kind of where raw coconut is beneficial, just because when you eat it, you're absorbing it, and you're getting more bang for your buck, I guess you could say. But then you can also cook with it, and even though you're breaking down those nutrients, it's still not going to be carcinogenic, and it's still going to be beneficial for your body, unlike other oils where those lower flash points, when they start getting over those, the molecules start breaking down, and it can actually become poisonous. And so that's kind of the difference between the cooking and the raw. And they're both great, but they both kind of just have different uses, I guess.
Okay, so for higher impact, have it raw. So especially if you're supplementing with it, or if you're looking for some of those added benefits, make sure that you're taking it in raw. But then at least it's not like some of the others, like you said, where you get like the formation of free radicals, I think, is one of the bigger problems with a lot of oils. So you're avoiding that. So, okay, you're bringing up another question for me then. When you look at the label on coconut oil, and this is, so how do you distinguish good coconut oil from bad? Because the oil that I've always bought is, you know, it says cold pressed, it says raw, it says organic. But it sounds like that's not the whole story. So, I'm curious, like, how can they put that on their label if it's not actually raw? Like, it sounds like there's a bit more to the process than we're necessarily aware of. And then if they don't have our listeners or myself, I live in Canada, and I think there's only a couple retailers in Canada that have Skinny. So other than ordering it online, it's kind of hard to get our hands on right now. So how do you distinguish a good coconut oil from a bad, just by the label? Is there a way? Can you trust it?
Typically, well, I mean, to answer your first question, basically, so terms on a coconut oil label, extra virgin, cold pressed, those are actually have no real definition. Those are all kind of just marketing terms. A lot of it's been copied over from the olive oil industry, which those terms actually don't have any definition, which they're now becoming more defined now that the FDA and the USDA are putting a definition behind it. But sadly, coconut oil is still probably 5 to 10 years away from having those terms defined. And so now, if you're going to contract manufacture a jar of coconut oil, you can kind of put whatever you want on it and say, hey, yeah, this is cold press, this is raw. Most coconut oil brands in the United States are contract manufactured, but I typically, a coconut oil that we would trust the brand. And so a lot of coconut oils have additives, but there are some brands out there who do a pure. Nutiva is a really big coconut oil company, but we actually know the people that manufacture their coconut oil, and they do a pretty good job. It's not raw, like skinny, but it is good to cook with. And also Dr. Bronner's coconut oil, he owns his own factory too. And so those two, and then other than that, Skinny, we're one of two coconut oil brands, right now available to have our own factory. And so my brother actually lives in Vietnam. He runs a factory. And so it's kind of sad because everyone can put their, basically anything you want on the label, and it's hard to differentiate. And that's where, with Skinny, if I don't know if you've ever seen a jar of Skinny or anything like that, it's super white. It melts clear. A lot of times you can tell quality coconut oil is because it melts at 76 degrees and becomes liquid. You can tell whether or not there's additives in it. Sometimes it's gray, sometimes it's yellow, where Skinny looks just like water. And so that's kind of different on Skinny, whereas the other coconut oils, you're just looking for something without an additive. You also want a coconut oil that's in a glass jar. Because coconut oil and plastic, actually the hyaluronic acid content can actually eat through the plastic, releasing the free radicals in the plastic. And so that's kind of something we tell everyone is, hey, you know, even if you're not using Skinny, make sure you're using a coconut oil that's in a glass jar, just because you're protecting yourselves from the harmful chemicals in the plastic. As far as Canada and Skinny, we actually are going into Sephora.
Okay.
The kind of national round, they're actually picking up our beauty line and some of our smaller jars. We actually are working on some larger retail spots in Canada to make it more available. Yeah, I know buying online and shipping is a bit of a pain, but hopefully people think it's worth it just because of the quality.
Absolutely.
Did I answer your questions? Did I explain that clearly enough to kind of the differentiation? Because the sad part is there's no real differentiation on the label, just because you can say whatever. So that's really, it's really about out there educating people saying, hey, this is the difference. There's additives in other coconut oil. We really need to be aware. And you know what? If we can push legislation to start defining these terms, it's really going to be beneficial to people in the long term, especially as coconut oil gets more popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, you know, it's, I continue to be surprised and at the same time not surprised, because I run into this a lot where the label doesn't really mean that much. I mean, the beauty industry is really bad for that. And, you know, brands that are putting a lot of thought and work and passion into having a pure product have a lot of work to do to educate about why their product is different and why you can't necessarily trust, you know, bigger or just many brands. It's crazy. But I love those tips. I love those tips about the quality with regards to melting as a test. That's really good. And then the plastic too. I mean, we think about that a lot. I do anyway, in terms of bottled water. Like I don't drink bottled water because of that and different things like that. So it makes sense in this case as well. But it's also really good to know, because I know there's a brand in my cupboard right now that's it has all the right things on the label, but it's in a plastic jar.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll definitely have to look into that a little bit more. So you talked a little bit about the difference between your process, and I know that it's a patented process, but are you able to talk a bit about your process and what it is that makes it so different?
Yeah, absolutely. So Skinny coconut oil, we're not cold pressed, we are cold processed. And so just kind of a quick history on how to make coconut oil, you take the coconut meat and you typically you dry the meat, and then you press the oil out of the dried meat. And so up until the point of our process, to dry that meat, you have to basically heat it up. You put it on a skillet, you put it in the sun, You do all sorts of things just to dry it out. Obviously, like you put clothes out to dry, and then you press it out. But when you dry the meat out, the temperature has to go over like 115 degrees to dry it quickly enough. And when that happens, you break down the enzymes. It doesn't become raw anymore. And so even though your coconut oil is cold pressed and raw, it was actually heated before it was cold pressed. And so it's kind of ironic that it's even though it's cold pressed, it's already been heated. We're skinning our process. We're cold processed, and so we actually dry the meat of our coconuts around 80 to 95 degrees in a closed loop cold dehumidifying process, which allows our meat to basically stay fully intact. And then we press that dried, basically alkaline, alive meat to get our skinny coconut oil. And then we do a couple of unique things about spinning it in a certain way. And we actually don't use a cold press system. We use hand cranks just because a cold press system can still create friction where it still creates heat. Because if you're putting 3,000 pounds of pressure on something, you're going to create friction between the press and the coconut. And so we do all of ours. It's very slow. Ours takes about 70% longer, and we use about 30% more coconuts than any other coconut oil. But I mean, we get a product that really helps people, and it helps people change their lives. And so it's worth it for us. But that's kind of a quick summary on why our process is different and what makes us unique.
I love that. It's so great. So the key is to keep it below 100 degrees, it sounds like.
Yeah. And there's scientific studies out there when things start getting over 100 degrees, even though I think technical raw is 115 or 112, the pH, the alkalinity of something starts breaking down, and those double bonds that hold together your food begin to break down. And so true raw, we found, is typically under 100 degrees for most products. That doesn't say for everything, but yeah.
Okay, you mentioned the word alkalinity a couple times too, and I know that that's something that you talk about on your website as well. So what is the importance of that, and are other coconut oils not alkaline, whereas skinny is, or sort of what's the story there?
So skinny is the only alkaline coconut on the market. We do pH testings for all coconut oils. We find typically every month or every couple months, just to make sure that we can keep saying that we're the only ones. But basically, the importance of alkalinity is that basically the saying is disease can't thrive in an alkaline environment. Our bodies are naturally alkaline.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why alkaline water is becoming such a big deal. Obviously, if you keep your body alkaline, you can fight disease. Your immune system stronger, your body functions at a much higher level, because that's just our natural form. And so skinny is able to stay alkaline just because it's not heated. And so if you take a tomato off a tree and you bite into it, that's an alkaline fruit. But the second you add heat to it, you turn it into ketchup, it becomes acidic. And so typically heat makes things more acidic. And so due to the fact that skinny is not heated over 100 degrees, we're not losing any of our alkalinity. And so a coconut on a tree has a natural alkalinity pH balance of 7 to basically 7.8. And that's where our coconut oil ranges. Every jar is a bit different. Whereas every other coconut oil is typically from a 3 to 5 on the pH scale of 1 to 14, which makes it acidic, which your body just doesn't absorb as well. And so when you eat alkaline raw food, your body absorbs the nutrition at a much higher ratio, but you're giving it something alkaline that it recognizes, whereas an acidic food, your body has to do a little bit more to it to basically receive those nutrients. And that's kind of why it makes skinny unique, with it being an alkaline and not acidic. That's why people, I think, see a big difference with skinny. It's just because they're getting much more, like I said before, bang for their buck. And so it's sort of confusing, and I know I could write a science paper on it probably. kind of in the layman's terms, that's kind of, I mean, alkaline is much better for you. Acidic's not great for your body. And then another kind of side point, there's an act of called oil pulling, which people are using for coconut oil. Most of the coconut oils that you're using are acidic, and acidic food can actually wear and hurt the enamel on your teeth. And so that's where skinny is also very beneficial, and probably the only coconut oil you should be oil pulling with. It's because it's alkaline and it's not going to hurt your teeth. And so that's kind of a big thing too, that oil pulling is very beneficial, but if you're oil pulling something that's very acidic for 20 minutes, it can really damage your teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is, oh my gosh, it's so fascinating. And I mean, like you, I could really dig into that topic, the topic of alkalinity and the way that our diet doesn't necessarily support that. I mean,
yeah,
it's so, so fascinating. And I love learning actually that the skinny is alkaline. That's fantastic. But you know, you moved into the topic of oil pulling, and I know that that's something that is floating around a lot. It's getting talked about more and more. So what is, and just in case anyone doesn't know, like what is coconut oil pulling? And I know that there's a variety of oils that you can do it with, but coconut oil is one of the main ones. And sort of, how do you do it? What are the main benefits?
Yeah. So oil pulling has been around for a long time. It's an old Ayurvedic health method. Ayurvedic medicine is like the first medicine I think ever documented from India a couple thousand years ago. And so oil pulling is actually the act of putting oil in your mouth and swishing it around like a mouthwash.
Mm-hmm.
You put it from 5 to basically 30 minutes. Therapeutic effects kick in after 5. And what it does is, they call it oil pulling because it helps pull the toxins out from your cells. A lot of times you hear like our mouths are the gateway to our body. And so your tongue has all these sensors, all these pressure points, and there's touches all the organs in your body from your mouth. Whereas if you're pulling the oil, coconut oil, sesame seed oil, they have effects where they're able to pull out toxins from your cells. And so that's kind of where oil pulling kind of got its name. It's been around for, because it's a kind of a natural detoxification method. Coconut oil has become so popular with oil pulling because coconut oil actually can help whiten your teeth and increase your overall oral health. And that's because the lauric acid in coconut oil, which is the main medium-chain triglyceride, medium-chain fatty acid composition of the oil, actually has a chemical reaction with an enzyme in your saliva that kind of creates an emulsion factor, whitening your teeth, freshening your breath, strengthening your gums, and kind of increasing your overall oral health. And so that's why coconut oil is kind of becoming the main oil for oil pulling, just because not only is it detoxifying your body, it's giving you a nice, white, beautiful smile.
Oh, wow. It's, again, so fascinating. So I'm assuming that you must do this. Do you do it every day?
Yeah.
And have you noticed major, like, changes, benefits?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my teeth are white. Keeps my breath fresh all day, especially after coffee. So we actually have a lot of dentists who carry our coconut oil. We actually have an oil pulling line that they've stopped whitening their patients' teeth with like the chemicals, and they just give them a jar of the coconut oil and say, hey, you know what, go home, do this for 30 days, and your teeth will be whiter than they've ever been. Because it makes them a natural white. You know, sometimes when you overwhite your teeth, they kind of get almost see-through.
Yeah.
coconut doesn't do that. And so that's kind of the benefit to oil pulling. And yeah, I mean, the best way to do it is wake up in the morning, you just put a spoonful in your mouth, start swishing it around, kind of go about your morning routine. Jump in the shower, for women, if they do their makeup, do their hair, you can be swishing while you do that. And then next thing you know, even just after you oil pull in the morning, your food will taste better, your coffee tastes better, your tea, water. I mean, your mouth feels fresher.
Yeah. Awesome. I've tried it a bit, but it's not something I haven't managed to work it into my daily habits yet, but I totally, totally am. I have to get my hands on some of yours with the, I love that you add peppermint, right, to your oil pulling line, just to make it a bit more, I mean, I didn't find it that bad. It takes a bit of getting used to. It's not as nice the longer it's in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do think you get used to it. But, you know, is it critical to do it first thing in the morning, or can you do it at any time of day? Or is first thing in the morning really part of the process?
You can do it any time during the day. We recommend the morning just because that's typically you wake up and your mouth's gathered bacteria through the night, things like that. And so it's kind of the best way to kind of cleanse your palate and start fresh. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people do it at nighttime when they get home, or if you're just hanging out in traffic in the car, you can throw some oil in it, swish it around. we just recommend if you can just get it in sometime during the day, that's best.
Right. Okay. Well, because I'm just thinking for myself, I have a 2-year-old, and sometimes the whole process of trying to, you know, get everyone going and get out the door, it's just hard.
Oh, yeah,
so, absolutely. Yeah, okay, cool. So other than ingesting it, what are some of the other awesome ways that you could use coconut oil?
So a lot of people use it for their skin. It's a wonderful moisturizer for your skin. It also is a natural SPF 15. And so a lot of people use it as a tanning oil. And so it's actually, and so the lauric acid content in coconut oil is naturally antibacterial and antiviral. And so a lot of times people will put it on for eczema, for psoriasis, for kids, for their eczema, their psoriasis, for cradle cap for babies.
Hmm.
It's also good for like kind of nursing mothers with thrush, just because it's naturally antibacterial and antifungal as well, that actually can help with some issues that arise with that. And so, we recommend, put it on your skin, lather yourself in it. We actually have kind of a skin line that's just based with coconut oil and unique essential oils that benefit different parts of the body that people really like, just because it's all natural. A lot of people actually just use coconut oil as a makeup remover. People actually wash their face with it. And so I challenge maybe you, if you get a jar of Skinny, wash your face with it and use it as your nightly moisturizer. And I think you'll see an incredible difference, and you'll really enjoy it.
Okay. I will try that. So do you put it on, women wear makeup. So do you just put it on like without water, like over top of your makeup and then rinse it? Or how do you use it to wash your face?
Yes. Or to wash your face, you take your makeup off with it. And then, put some on your face and then you basically wash it off, dry your face, and then you can actually put it back on kind of as your moisturizer.
Okay.
And so, although sometimes on this kind of a side note, if you do wash your face with it, maybe the first couple of days, your face will break out more just because it's kind of cleansing it, more and pulling out toxins. But initially, once you get over kind of that initial hump, what I think happens with a lot of face moisturizers and facial washes, your skin will be fantastic. And so that's what a lot of our customers and kind of a lot of our testimonials are, people using on their skin and just seeing there's a whole lot of difference and a lot of benefit.
Oh, wow. Okay. I think that's probably a pretty good side note, because I think a lot of people would maybe get that initial breakout and be like, oh my gosh, not do it again, put it away. So that's a good thing to include. The way that coconut smells is also important too. I know that's another way that you can kind of tell a good oil from maybe a not so good one. And it's something that you guys talk about a lot too. So what is the main difference there, and what is it that you're looking for in the way that coconut oil smells?
You're kind of just looking for it to smell kind of just like a fresh coconut. Some people don't like the smell of fresh coconut. And so to that, I mean, that's just the way it is. But a lot of times when you open up a jar, you just kind of get a big waft of like this sweet, toasted, nutty smell. You know, kind of when you get like roasted coconut flakes, you put on like your frozen yogurt or ice cream or something. That kind of really pungent, intense coconut smell, that's not what you don't want that. That means your coconut oil has been heated, it's been processed, and so if it's nutty, that is not a good sign. Fresh raw coconut, has a really light scent. Sometimes people think it smells sour, some people think it smells a little sweet. It kind of differentiates from person to person, but it shouldn't have a really strong scent. It should be really light. Where some coconut oil, you'll take off the cap and you just get this huge waft of toasted coconut, and that's just, it's nutty and it's been heated, and that's kind of what you want to stay away from. So with Skinny, some people don't even think it has a smell, just because it's just kind of, I don't know if you could say something smells light, but that's what when I think of Skinny, I think it smells light, not heavy and toasted like the other ones.
Okay, that I think... I'm actually really glad that you said that, because I have a feeling that most people, if they smell that really fragrant, nutty, sweet, it probably to them or to a lot of people is an indicator of freshness.
What coconut oil is, being in North America, just because that's what we've grown up with, that toasted coconut from your mom puts in a cake or something, and that's what we associate coconut with, when in reality a fresh raw coconut, and some people don't like the smell at all, but...
Okay.
It's not that sweet, toasted scent that we're used to.
Okay, that's really, as I said, really good to know. So a big question that I had, and I hinted about this in the beginning, is about the sustainability of coconut oil. So as an industry, and then also how Skinny, I know that you're different in the way that you harvest as well. And so could you speak to that a little bit? Because it's becoming so popular and the world is consuming more and more and more of it, is that having harmful effects, or what is the process of farming or growing coconuts? And then again, how is Skinny different?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, so coconuts coconut oil is typically harvested from coconuts that are grown on plantations. The Philippines, India, Sri Lanka, Colombia, they are all basically, yeah, coconut plantations that just go for miles and miles and miles. And so for that, I mean, it's kind of like a crop where, I mean, it's not as natural. It's not like palm oil though. So I mean, it's not detrimental to the environment. Where you're cutting down trees, you're basically just harvesting the coconuts for 50 to 75 years. And so, I mean, and that's fine, but of course you run into labor laws and people maybe not getting paid a fair wage and fair trade to pick the coconuts just because it is farmed, especially in a third world country. Whereas Skinny, we're actually wild harvested. We pick our coconuts direct from the jungles of Vietnam. There's no plantations. Nothing's ever been sprayed. There's no pesticides. Everything's pure and pristine, and then we just hire, we basically hire locals to go out and just to go to pick us coconuts. And so it's kind of, I don't know. I mean, I just think it's pretty unique, just because we hire different locals, we hire different villages, things like that, to go out and pick our coconuts. And yeah, and the best part about our coconuts is they come from Bintre, and so it's very pristine. The soil is really rich. And it's not been harmed by kind of farming where other coconut palm plantations may happen. Where also in Indonesia is the same way as Vietnam, where they're wild harvested, but there's no infrastructure in Indonesia right now. I don't think a lot of coconut oil are coming from Indonesia. But I mean, that's kind of, yeah, I mean, the difference. You kind of run into the same fair trade, wages, things like that, but also for the environment. Picking things straight from nature is kind of what we do, and that's what we've seen the most benefit from.
Okay, well, I love that. So, I mean, it's the same thing, like you said. Anytime you have a monoculture situation where you're destroying diversity and natural habitat and all of that kind of stuff, you run into problems. But so with you guys, your wild harvesting, are you ever worried about like supply and demand kind of thing, or is there lots and lots to go around?
Fortunately for us, Vietnam has lots and lots of coconuts. I think last year the government released they had about 2 billion coconuts, which is enough coconut for the entire world at tenfold.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so Vietnam, I know some other countries are worried about their supply just because plantations, of course, if it's farmed, some trees you'll have a better year or worse year, whereas, and I mean, the wild jungle, if one area is not performing, not producing coconuts like it should, you can just basically walk over to the other area of the jungle, and that's typically mm-hmm. better. And so, yeah, I mean, for as far as supply goes, we're hoping we're in good shape.
Yeah.
For years to come.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you are. I mean, that's a lot of coconuts just in one relatively small country. So
yeah.
That's amazing. So are coconut plantations, I'm just curious, are they heavily sprayed, like with pesticides and all that kind of stuff, or typically not as much? Is it more?
Typically not as much, just because the palm tree, the coconut palm, is a super robust tree. I mean, I think mm-hmm. we've seen palm trees kind of grow everywhere. And so that's kind of the beneficial part of it, is that the roots don't grow that deep, and they don't really get attacked by bugs, just because they have, obviously the coconuts have a strong shell. There are some the biggest issue of palm trees, there are some viruses that go around, but nothing's really struck the areas where coconut oil's being produced right now. So I think as far as plantations go, there's one of the least kind of sprayed areas, just because the trees are super adaptable and kind of, I guess, robust is the word I keep using. So we'll go with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, at least there's that. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm curious now, I mean, we've talked about the benefits of coconut oil, and I mean, there are so many, we've really only scratched the surface, and I'm impressed by the knowledge that you have and the passion that you have for it. And I'm curious, of what was the genesis of Skinny Coconut? Like, how did it even come about? And the way that you're doing it, I mean, the whole story, where did it start?
So Skinny itself started, so my brother and I, we started doing business in Vietnam about 5 years ago. We were sourcing raw materials for companies. And a lot of times we were sourcing food, like cinnamon, large batches of kind of just raw ingredients to companies international to kind of remanufacture. Kind of what we noticed was the product we were sourcing was not the end, was not what the end consumer was receiving. And so, I mean, there's a lot of great natural raw bulk ingredients in the world that can really help people. And so kind of what our goal was, hey, you know what, once we get established, let's figure out what the best ingredients we can find and let's bring it to the market ourselves. So that was kind of always our idea. And then one day my brother met our business partner, Tan, who was the engineer of our machine. And Tan was a Vietnamese refugee from the war. He was living in Canada. And he's a brilliant engineer. He developed some technology and some machines for an airplane company in Canada, and then retired and went back to Vietnam. And kind of what he and his kind of revelation was when he was younger was people living in North America, we suffer with obesity, we suffer with heart disease, we have lots of ailments where those same issues that we suffer with in North America, people in Southeast Asia have never even heard of. And that's because typically coconut and rice. And so Tan, he had been around, and my brother Luke as well, they'd kind of seen how coconut was being made. We had sourced some coconut oil for some local brands in America, and just the process wasn't great. And so kind of his whole idea, his brainchild, which was became our machine and now it became Skinny, was if we can just take a raw coconut, put it into a jar, I mean, we can change people's lives. And then in that way, we can probably hopefully change the world. Just by making people healthy. And so that was kind of where it started. It took us, well, it took them about 3 years to kind of get to the process where we could actually start marketing the coconut oil and you can make enough of it and cheap enough so someone would buy it, because someone's not going to spend $200 for a jar of coconut oil. And so we were able to get the price down. We were able to start manufacturing it. And so we brought it over. My mother, she's a natural medical doctor. And so she was like, wow, this is really nice. This is energetic. And we're like, yeah, we think this could really be a benefit. And so it was kind of just an organic process. We had always had an idea that, hey, you know what? If you do something right, people will notice. And, you know, if you give somebody a product that's really going to help them and be beneficial and change their health, that's how we wanted to do business. And that's what we wanted to create. And so the whole Skinny was kind of an organic process of finding the partner, finding the machine, finding something very, very unique that we could then bring to the marketplace. And we've been very blessed and it's been very beneficial just in the past 2 years of kind of how fast it's taken off. And I think it's just because, and you notice that with a lot of small companies, when they have something really quality and there's passion and we really want to help people behind it, I think people notice that. And I think when you try our product, and it kind of just speaks for yourself and how, I mean, your body just feels better. And so I know I keep saying that, and you know, I guess you're like, oh, well, I guess every coconut makes you feel better, but I don't know. Skinny's different in that. And I wish we could take credit and saying, oh, it was all us, but I mean, absolutely not. It was kind of just an organic process where we were in the right place and ironically at the right time in Vietnam. And we've been able to market it and manufacture it and bring it kind of bring it to the public here. And the results and testimonials are coming from have been really neat. And so, yeah, I mean, that's kind of our story in a nutshell. No pun intended. but yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a great story. And what you've really done is just you found a way to highlight the true natural benefits of coconut and maintain that integrity throughout the whole process. And what I really love about what you're doing is that reading about Skinny actually caused me to question even more all the other, like the just coconut oil in general. And I think that's really good because, you know, you guys talk a lot about changing the world. And I think that it's an interesting way of doing it because it's sort of passive in your way. You're just kind of putting that seed of doubt or inquiry into people's minds, and then hopefully they take the initiative and look into it further, which maybe will implement change throughout the industry at some point, perhaps, which is fantastic. So I think that's a really awesome benefit of what you guys are doing. So your brother then, he lives there full time, you said?
Yes. Yeah. He lives over there with... We typically have a couple of our staff here in America that are over there with him at the time, and also our Vietnamese business partners over there too. And so, yeah, he's been there now for 6 years in total, but yeah, for Skinny now for about 3 years. And so, yeah, he lives over there. He runs the factory, and that's kind of where it's also where unique is. Yeah, we can I mean, our hands are on every step of the process. I mean, we're from the coconuts to dehusking the coconuts to drying the meat to pressing the meat to jarring it, to shipping it over and then repackaging and things like that. And so and that's just because we want to make sure that the end product that people are receiving is just, I mean, the best. It's amazing what nature can do and what a natural, if you can just kind of try to harvest that benefit, it helps people. And so, and that's what it's about. I mean, I think that's a social change that I'm noticing too with other companies is they're sacrificing profits, basically for people. And that's kind of, and that's really what makes a difference. And that's really what's going to change the world. And yeah, it could definitely change the industry just because people are going to realize, hey, you know what? I mean, healthy food is the way to go, and eating what's been created by nature is the best way. So that's kind of what our goal is.
Right. Well, exactly. And once there's awareness that there's a quality standard that you didn't even know existed, then you have the benefit of being the leader and the innovator, which is the best place to be.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'm curious, actually, what is the culture, what is life like in Vietnam? Is it drastically different? What do you find are the main sort of differences between their culture and ours?
Vietnam, it's a wonderful country. It's a wonderful culture. I mean, they were colonized by the French for a long time, so there's kind of that French influence, which is pretty cool and stands on their architecture and their food. But the people, they're extremely hardworking. I think life it's still considered a third world. You still have 40 million people in the jungles. And so there's a lot of development that needs to happen in Vietnam. There's a lot of kind of new world techniques, which we're kind of keeping on to their ancient practices that can really benefit a lot of people there. And so that's kind of what our goal is too, is to help people there. But just the culture, it's slower. It's more family oriented. It's actually very entrepreneurial. A lot of people in the cities, everyone has a small little business. It is a communist country. The communist government has kind of let people operate independently, which is nice. And so, there's a lot of opportunity for the people there. There's a lot of opportunity for foreign companies that want to come in and do a right. And so, if you ever have a chance to go to Asia, Vietnam is, I think a lot of people kind of think of Vietnam as being kind of closed off, but it's very open. They love people from North America. It's a beautiful country. And so we always joke that my brother, he lives in Vietnam and is sacrificing for the company, but in reality, I think we'd all live in Vietnam indefinitely. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's an area of the world that I've heard a lot about, just from people who travel a lot, and they always come back with the most beautiful, beautiful impression, despite the sort of preconceptions that you might have of it because of the war or whatever. It's just really beautiful and just in all ways. So I hope one day I do get the opportunity to go. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate your time and talking to us about coconut oil. I'm so fascinated. I feel like I could ask you a million more questions. But just before we leave off, was there anything else that you wanted to add?
I think even if you're not, our whole goal is just for people to start using coconut oil, even if it's not skinny. Go out there, find that pure brand, find the brand that's in the glass, start eating it, start putting in your coffee. Try it on your skin, and you'll notice a world of difference. And then if you guys have any questions, absolutely let us know. We're at skinnyandcompany.com. We're trying to get into more retail spaces in Canada. So hopefully that happens. So you don't have to order stuff online and things like that. But no, I really appreciate the time. Thanks for letting us get up here, and thanks for letting me talk about coconut oil. Thanks for giving our company kind of some time, and that means a lot to us.
So that concludes my talk with Matt. I hope it reaffirmed how great coconut oil is, but that it also taught you something that you may not have known. I also love that we're all smarter consumers now and can choose coconut oil more wisely for our bodies and for the environment. Please share this episode with your coconut oil loving community. Any love on your blog, Facebook, or other social networks is really appreciated. As always, we've prepared show notes for you over at puregreenmag.com/podcast/skinny. If you feel inspired, please leave a review over on iTunes for us. And if you'd like to strike up a conversation with us about this episode, you can do that over on Facebook at facebook.com/puregreenmag. Check out Skinny Coconut over at skinnyandcompany.com. And don't forget to put that great promo code to good use. Again, it's Pure Green, all one word, for 15% off. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening. I'm Celine McKay, and you're listening to the Pure Green Podcast.